We're talking with Danielle Lowe today. We're CJMQ, and Danielle is a Canadian country artist. Now, surprisingly enough, you're only 15 years old. You've been performing since the age of 10. Amazing.
Yes, I have been.
Okay, so how did you get into music? Tell us about that.
Well, I started out in music kind of just doing more competitions and, you know, competing in as many as we could find in Edmonton, and there was one competition that I sang at, and a man there named Wes Anaba had a few students, because he's a vocal coach, and he had a few students in the competition, and afterwards he approached me and asked if I wanted to be taught by him, and so we took that offer, and it was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. Wes is an amazing vocal coach, and he doesn't just teach his students how to sing, but he teaches them, you know, to use your voice to give back to the community. So I've, you know, learned a lot from all the charity work that I've done with him and other charities that we've sang for, and it's been a great learning experience, and I've had so much fun. And Wes is a musical genius, and he's, like, an amazing mentor, and it's been going uphill ever since then.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. And definitely you put a lot of hard work into it, too.
Yeah, I have.
Is this one of your dreams? Because on your webpage, it says underneath your name, it says live your dreams.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just released my CD last night, and that was a huge dream for me. And it's incredible that I got to do and record a CD at, you know, just the age of 15. I know that a lot of artists don't get to do that. At my age, so it's pretty incredible.
It is incredible, and the CD is called Off Limits, the same name as the first single from it, the one we're playing right now.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. So tell us a little bit about the CD release. That must have been, as you said, so exciting for you.
Yeah, it was last night. It was incredible. You know, I had an amazing band up with me. I had my special guest, Brett Kissel, was there, and who performed a few songs. He's an amazing. And I had Stacey Roper from Hey Romeo, who did background vocals for me. So it was an amazing night, and I will never forget it. You know, it was just a dream come true for me. There were so many of my family and friends, and I had such a great time, and I really hope that people like my CD.
I'm sure that they will. And even more amazing, 25%, if I understand right, went from the sale of your CD, at your CD release, to benefit the Slave Lake Relief Fund.
Yes, I'm donating 25% of the ticket sales to the Slave Lake Relief Fund.
Okay, the ticket sales, that's amazing. And you've done so many benefits, cancer research, Children's Wish Foundation, and you're also a member of, Pure Artists Group?
Yeah, Wes Anaba, my singing coach, is the founder of Pure Artists.
Okay, so their mandate is that you give back to the community, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So you've certainly been doing that. How does that feel?
Yeah, you know, I'm so happy that I'm able to use my voice to give back, because, you know, singing takes up a lot of my time, and I don't have other time, you know, to give back to my community and volunteer. So the fact that I can use what I love to do to give back is an amazing feeling.
That's amazing, certainly an amazing thing for you to do at your age. Now, you have a lot of success behind you. In fact, the only singer in Edmonton's history to win all three major vocal competitions as a junior in the same year, Futures Fest, yeah. Country Vocal Spotlight, and Northern Star. That's amazing. And November 2008, you also became the youngest singer in history to be crowned the grand winning act of Northland's Country Vocal Spotlight, the Youth Open Division, ages 13 to 99 years. And then you competed in Tennessee's esteemed North American Country Music Association International Competition, and you received top awards for vocals, performance style, and songwriting. So you're also a songwriter.
Yes, I do songwrite.
That's amazing. You have all this history behind you at the age of only 15.
Thank you.
So was that your first time down south, down to Tennessee, and how did that go?
Yeah, it was my first time. It was an amazing trip. I had so much fun. And, you know, the fact that I got to sing at the North American Music Awards was so much fun. And I love Tennessee. It's so great down there. The people down there are so nice. And I hope to go back soon someday.
That's great. Good. Now, you've been compared to, I was reading, Martina McBride and Carrie Underwood. How do you feel about that?
That's crazy. You know, they're two of my idols. I look up to them so much. They're both amazing singers, and the fact that I'm being compared to them is, you know, crazy for me. I was lucky enough to meet Carrie Underwood a few years ago, and I hope to follow in her steps, you know, and Martina's steps one day, too.
Good. Do you think music is definitely going to be your future career?
Yeah. Either, you know, I'm going to hope for the best. And, you know, try and reach my goal of becoming a professional country music recording artist. But, I mean, no matter what happens, I definitely want music to be in my life for my whole life.
Good for you. Now, why country music? Were you surrounded by country music? Why not pop or some other kind of genre?
Well, my mom listened to country music for, I think, all of her life. And so I was influenced by that. And, you know, I love country music so much because so many of the songs tell a story. And whether it's a happy story or a sad story, it's so, you know, amazing to listen to. And the people in country music, the fans of country music, are so nice. And, you know, when I go down to Big Valley Jamboree and I sing at the family stage in the concourse area, the people are so nice. And I have so much fun. And
good for you. And you have a busy summer. I saw from your webpage you're going to be performing a lot out in Alberta.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy summer with my CD just released. I'm hoping, you know, to go maybe to some radio stations across Alberta and just perform a lot and promote myself.
Good for you. Now, you have a great website. Would you like to give our listeners the address to the website?
Yeah, it's www.daniellelowe.com.
Okay, that's easy to remember, and Lowe is L-O-W-E. Now, are you on Facebook and on Twitter too, Danielle?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page, and my Twitter is DanielleLowe10.
Okay, DanielleLowe10, good. So, anything else you'd like to mention before we go?
No, that's great. Thank you so much for interviewing me.
Well, thank you. Are you busy songwriting too, and what you have for spare time?
Yeah, you know, I haven't written in a while just because the CD has taken up a lot of time. And I've been really busy with the release and everything, but I'm definitely going to get right back into songwriting here throughout the summer.
Good for you. You must start with everything happening. It must seem a little bit unreal for you at times.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely surreal. It was so much fun, and I wish I could relive that night, you know, for the rest of my life.
I'm sure you're going to have even bigger and better nights to relive. Well, we wish you all the best, and thanks very much for the interview, Danielle.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah! One look at you and your pathetic leaning over hip swaying moves. It's a big, big room. So why are you stuck to him like super glue? It's obvious that we're together. Girl to girl, you should know better. He's all mine, yeah, he's off limits. You've got no right, you've got no business. So take your hands off of him. Don't you look his way. Fist, and you toss your big hair. You'd get lost if you had any brains under there. Ooh, these high heels ain't just for walking.